Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast Music Mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Live in the mix.
Mike Cute. We'll be right back.
Pop, 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 pop Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Bush Queen, realist with a twist. Mini grand prize, $500, Butch Queen Vogue Fest, mini grand prize, $500, Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250, open to all foot and eye, male figure. male versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all team frequent. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all fake. Carla, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents What It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot, Witch Queen versus Sun Queen, one trophy. Theme battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwback presents Won It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Miss Kelly, can I have the legendary Elmore mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? Everlasting. The runway. Everlasting. And she's real Miss Beth. Everlasting. Performance diva.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is Blog Talk Radio / Tens or Chops, the number one station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom at all times, honey. This is the hottest spot on a Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday night from 11 p.m., sometime to 1, sometime to 2, or maybe to 3, where you can definitely get all the information that's going on in ballroom. Definitely get the latest, hottest gossip, tea, juice, whatever you want to call it, and ballroom, honey. We are definitely here to definitely recap everything that happened this weekend all across the states and all across the board. So if you're on the phone lines and you have some tea or about any balls that happened this weekend, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely give us your tea, definitely give us your gossip and let you know what's going on. honey. So, you know, we can definitely have all that tea. And for all you girls that's trying to call into the show private, we don't accept private callers. So hang up and press 32 and call back in the show. We don't do private callers anymore. Without further ado, let me go get my Benji Khan girlfriend, honey. They say she makes the show hot. They say she gets all the tea. Her mouth is really spicy. Her mouth is really hot. Without further ado, it's my girlfriend, Miss London.
I'm coming every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta,
Malta,
European Vogue, you have to Vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty, you're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's chop. Box the chambers for you.
Miss London.
Hello, Kelly.
How are you doing? It sounds like you have a cold.
No, I'm doing lovely.
Oh, okay. I know, that's right. For all you girls that keep calling here and y'all calling in private and y'all keep pressing one, every time you call in private, Switchboard is going to hang up on your call. We're not going to deal with you private callers. So all you girls that's calling here private, please stop calling in. Please stop pressing one. If you want to listen to the show, star 82-347-215-6820. There will be no private callers. Listening to the show, there will be no private callers taken, okay? That's not what we're going to do. I already told y'all that last week. It's a new season. It's a new me. How the fuck are you doing, honey? If you want to read, be a bold bitch. Read with your area code and your first three numbers. That's how we want to do this.
I just want to say to, if she's listening, the little orphan Annie, Tony Wright.
Who? Oh.
Orphan Annie, no one knows who she is. I just want to say, you can never come for me, sweetie. So pack it up.
Well, why are you reading Tony, honey? No one knows who you are either, but you know.
No,
you do
it
what
wasn't...
you did.
I know, it wasn't a read, it was just, I was just saying.
Wait, okay. Hold on. Our sister, our co-host is here, Divine Mother Chanel.
Bitch, the legendary. Bitch, West Coast Mother.
I'm just a god.
Bitch, Diva.
Wait.
Divine.
I don't know what happened. I think her call must be dropped, honey, because she was just on the boards. But I think her call dropped, so we're going to have to wait for her to call back. Oh, no, there she go. There she go right there. Hold on. Divine.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Honey, I see your other number, and then I see this number. What's T?
No, what's the deal? You know what? All this time, I kept trying to figure out why I kept getting hung up on everything. The house phone does call in from a private number, so I was tripping. I've been on this line for like 30 minutes. Y'all gave me music. I see y'all shade the shit out the private line.
Oh, yes, honey. No private callers, honey. No private callers on this set, honey. We're not doing
Hello.
That for this new season.
Hello, Loretta Devine.
I'm listening. Hi, London. How are you?
Do you know who Loretta Devine is?
Yeah, the fat lady from Waiting to Exhale.
No, she's not fat. She's actually fab.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Fuck y'all too loud. Hold on. The pioneer icon, Chanel.
Good evening, London. Good evening, daughter.
Hello.
Ruby!
How's it going? How was everybody's weekend?
It was awesome. I had a good time. How was yours?
I had a great weekend.
My weekend was highly favored and blessed until last night.
But what happened last night,
Kim? You know, it's just, you know, I don't know. I really don't know to the three of y'all that's on the phone. I don't know what it does to me, but it's just like balls really bring my spirits and everything down now. I had such a fab Friday. Me and my husband went to the movies and out to dinner and got my nails and our feet and stuff done and everything. And then we went out Saturday, and I went to the Kiki function, and I left like 45 minutes into it. I just couldn't do it no more. And then I went out last night to the super, super mini Rumble Ball last night. And it was just so draining.
Does that mean there wasn't that many people there? It was just draining.
It was really draining. The only reason, I'm going to be 100% honest with you, the ball started about 2:15, and I think about 3:30 we could have been out of there, okay? But, you know, with that redemption category, it continues on and on and on because the girls keep paying $5 to come back and come back. Out of all the categories, the Rumble recap is like 5 minutes long. Out of all the Rumble, out of all the categories, one person walked every category, and that was it. The six teams is what kept us there until like 5:15 this morning because they kept doing redemption and coming back and coming back and coming back. Other than that, we would have been home. There was no LSS. It was only like I think about 75 to 80 people. Yeah, I give it a maximum of 100 people at Esquilita's. It was hot as fuck, I guess, because the girls don't go anymore to the Rumbles because it's 21 and older now. They have the heat on. It was no reason for it to be that hot in there and for the girls' wigs to be sweating and everything. You would have thought we was at the Philly Awards Ball all over again. It was a mess.
Oh, no, not that. Yeah.
Okay,
you didn't do Detroit this weekend.
No, I didn't go to Detroit. You know, I definitely wanted to go.
Wait, Kelly.
Yes?
So do you think it was hot because they can't sell drinks anymore and they wanted the girls to buy water?
No, they can sell drinks. They still have their liquor license. They can still sell drinks. But I don't know what it was. I was really gagging. I don't know. But I didn't go to Detroit. Devon. I wanted to go to Detroit. But once I seen Marlo was going to be at the ball in Detroit, I don't know if he's there, so maybe some girls from Detroit can call in and tell us. But once I seen that Marlo name was going to be there and part of the function, I really didn't want to support, even though everybody said, oh, she's gay-friendly and everything. I didn't like her statement that she made 2 weeks ago on Atlanta Housewives to Sheree.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't like that statement at all. Like, go be with those faggots. I didn't like that at all.
Oh, well, then, you know, this is probably part of the cleanup, you know, running around with the gays. I'm like, I don't have a problem with him. See, I'm at one of their balls and everything.
Really?
Yeah, right.
But that was it. The Rumble was cute, and it was, you know, it was what it was, honey.
Oh, okay. So Rodney didn't go to Detroit either?
I don't know. Rodney gets off of work in 10 minutes, so he'll be calling in when he gets off of work. But I don't know if Rodney went to Detroit or who went to Detroit. TJ.
We had a function down here in Los Angeles this weekend.
How was it?
It was interesting. I left with some coin. Well, you know what? Let's be honest and frank. It was from the effort of the person throwing the ball. She did her best. She had nice trophy. I love her trophies. They were creative. They were different. They were cute. The setup was nice. She just didn't have a lot of support, which was unfortunate. It's unfortunate when you live in a small city. I don't believe we have enough balls in this city for anyone not to go to anyone's ball. You know what I mean? For you to pick and choose. But in retrospect, I guess it was probably more of her picking and choosing a right time to throw a ball. We just had a mini ball 2 weeks ago. Everybody's prepping for Vegas, which is another big ball. And then Jamie Aga's supposed to be throwing a ball out here this weekend on the 9th. And then there's another mini ball on the week after that by Ricky Escada. So that's a lot of balls for people that are trying to save up for Vegas. So I don't know
if this is the smart time to throw a ball. Just like I said, everybody's kind of paying it and trying to make their debut for Vegas.
I'm sorry, Divine. I thought Jamie was a Blahnik.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so used to saying Jamie Agha. She is. You're so correct. All my apologies. My. I haven't adjusted yet. So,
my lad.
The ball was not.
Did the Cartiers come out to the ball?
No, they did not. There is no such thing as Cartier. We've gone over that. With Tiny already via the phone. We can't allow them to use that name. So I guess we're going to refer to them as the house of that name that we can't use, since you have the house of the name that we can't speak of.
Oh,
right?
No, I don't know.
That house of that name that they can't use.
833.
I like Fortier.
You're live on the air.
I thought she was talking about her when she fell down on the steps, girl.
832-883, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 313-757, you're live on the air.
You're live on the air.
What's up, Ma? Hey, Divine.
What's going
on?
Hey. Hi, TJ.
What's up?
Well, how was the ball in Detroit this weekend?
Hello.
It was actually fun and jam-packed. Hey, London.
Hello.
Was Marlo there?
Yeah, she was there. She was at the club and at the ball. She was looking good, too. She was mingling around with everybody. During the ball, she actually chopped a few people. It was funny. Like, it was actually a fun ball. The Hot Boys really threw a nice ball. Rodney and all them wasn't here. We had Rico Agha here. Josh Milan was here. TJ Allure. I can't remember who. Everybody was here. I was drunk. Neiman Marcus Escada was here. Some of the highlights of the ball, let's see. Sebastian came out again and won Best Dress. My dad, Mook Chanel, won Thug Realness. David Escada won Pretty Boy. Remember Monica, the one you battled for Faith and got into it with here in Detroit?
Yeah.
Marlo chopped her for Realness.
Ooh, what, Marlo? Team Marlo.
So wait, she was judging.
Yes, she was a judge. Let's see. Neiman Marcus walked sneaker versus sneaker against Marquise Evany and Kevin Surratt. Neiman Marcus pulled out some Adidas, and everybody went together. Neiman Marcus, your shoes are 3 years old.
Oh, no. Neiman.
Let's see what else. Besides that, it was like I said, everything was a festival. It was rumored that Divine was supposed to be landing at 9 p.m. and everything, and I'm telling everybody she's not coming. I had spoken to her earlier that day, and it was a big thing. Everybody was saying, Divine's on the way here. Divine's on the way here.
Mm.
I think Divine was more so the highlight person coming than Marlo.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. So it was actually a cute little function. Congratulations to the Hot Boys for definitely having a cute function. Big shout-out to Marla. Oh, my Lanta. But if anybody else out there that can definitely call in from Detroit and give us some other winners of the categories, feel free to definitely press 1 or any other girls that got chops.
Get Goddess up here. Get Goddess up here.
Yeah, Goddess, call in, honey. I need to get the tea, honey. If anybody was at the ball in Alabama this weekend that the legendary mother Shay Shay Chanel gave this weekend, please call in and give us the tea on what happened in Alabama. Hold on, I have another Detroit caller. 313-638, you're live on the air.
Hey,
hello,
Goddess.
Everybody. This is Goddess. How's it
Hey, Goddess. How you doing, darling?
I am fine. Well, actually, let's go back. Because prior to Kamala coming here, I was kind of against her, too, because of the statement that she made. So, but, you know, I pulled her to the side, and I talked to her about it, and she said she had made a formal apology about it. But she told me the reason why she was so upset when she said it was out of anger, because she was really pissed off because they stereotyping her from hanging with mom, Nene, instead of getting to know her herself. And she was really offended because they didn't invite her to the party. And the model chick came in there was like, oh, well, I can go. You can't go because Nene and you, you know. That. So she felt some type of way. So, I kind of slacked up off her because she hung with me Saturday night. And I was the one who was telling her what every category called for. She sat next to me on the judge panel. And I explained everything to her, every category. And she judged really fairly. If she liked it, she liked it. If she didn't, she didn't. But, yeah, she did chop your favorite, Monica, for realness. I know you got a real good kick out. You got a kick out of that. But
I got a kick out of that, honey. I'm Team Marlo now, honey.
She judged very fairly. She understood everything that I told her and explained all the categories to her exactly just how it was, and she did very well. She was very pleasant. She was very humble to people. She spoke, took a lot of pictures. She was a real down-to-earth type of bitch. The bitch was done. Oh, bitch, she was done,
God.
Honey. She changed twice because she came to the club in one thing, and then she left the club, went back and changed, and came to the ball in something else. So the bitch was done, and she's really cute in person. She don't look as old as she look on TV. So a lot of that shit on TV be staged. But it was a really nice turnout. The ball was really full of energy. Girls was walking them categories, and it was really nice. It hadn't been a ball like that in about 2 years, honestly, for real, here, where it was that much energy in the building. So it turned out really, really well.
But April 7th, we're going to have that same energy.
April 7th, oh, that's your ball.
Big shout-outs to Detroit for definitely having a fabulous function. And the girls definitely coming out and showing out.
Can I ask you a question,
honey.
Kelly?
Yes.
The Detroit function, was that given? You said it was given by the Hot Boys?
Yes.
It was given by a promoter, Hot Boys promoter.
Yes. I know the promoting team. That's what I'm trying to understand. So now promoters are doing balls when we have too many balls as it is with the houses. So now we're letting promoters come in and give balls. And there's no shade to that.
Okay, let me go back. Okay, it was a Hot Boys weekend here, and actually I agreed to it. I gave him permission to give it, because anything that happened in this city go through the goddess. If the goddess don't okay it, it don't happen. He was in collaboration with Jeremy ex-mother Blonick on the ballpark. What we was trying to do was to make sure people had something to do after 2 o'clock on Saturday night, because it's late when the bar closed and everybody's still up and ready to go somewhere and there's nothing else to do. So we allowed them to have a second party, a mini ball at that point, because he was in collaboration with Jeremy ex mother Blondie. She's 007
okay,
now.
Okay, so as long as there's some clarity that there was some type of an affiliation with someone who's a part of the ballroom scene.
Correct.
You know, I just want to make sure that we're not getting carried away again with
just letting any
and everybody come in and start doing balls. I have a great deal of respect for the Hot Boys, because I've also, as a promoter, when I was promoting, did something with the Hot Boys, and I respect them, 100%.
Right.
I just want to get the clarity of that particular event. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all, one moment. Divine, are you there? Divine, your mic is open. I guess that's your phone, but your mic is open, Divine, so I don't know why we can't hear you, Divine. But your mic is definitely open. I don't know why we cannot hear you, Divine. Hang up and call back in, Divine, but your mic is definitely open. Okay. But go ahead, y'all.
You can put me back in queue. I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening, Gordon. Hold on, y'all. We got to try to see what's going on with Divine, and we have another caller, 415-564. You're live on the air.
Yeah, what it do, this Father Valentino.
Hi, Father Valentino. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just calling to get us another shot and say what's up.
Nothing much. We're just sitting here just chilling.
Yeah, I see y'all getting y'all chopping on. Well, That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to my Valentinos, Say What It Do, Divine, and Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Divine, you're back. Can you, Divine? Divine? Hello? Divine? It's something with your phone, Divine, because the mic is open. You call back in, and we still can't hear you, Divine. The next caller is 317-777. You're live on the air.
Okay. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I just have a quick question. Is TJ and Goddess still on the phone?
TJ's still there. Goddess is on hold.
What's up, sir?
Hey, brother, how are you? You should have called me because I really wanted to talk to you. Listen, I had a question because, you know, I really wanted to know, and I'm not going to be disrespectful, I'm not going to be rude or anything, but it is rumor going around, and I really wanted to know, is Marlo a tranny? Oh, you just fell out.
No, that is a real woman.
That's a real woman. Oh, you well, that's all I wanted to know, Kelly. Thank you so much. You can put me back on.
Wait a minute, Erica. Where my damn Samoa's at?
She's gone. The next caller is 718-304. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, London. Hi, RR. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Okay, my question was for Divine, but it seems like she's...
Bozo, Divine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now, Divine. Go ahead. There go, Divine.
Okay.
Call us.
Okay, Divine, my question is everything okay with you and Nicole now? Is everything straightened out? Did you guys get that together?
What was there to get together? I mean, I think we kind of left off where we left off the other night. I mean, we both expressed our feelings about the situation, and I guess as adults, we know how to handle it.
Okay. And RR, what you said to Nicole, I think you were just on point about her being intimidated by her or whatever. I think you told a lot of truth to that, and she didn't want to tell the truth by saying that's how she felt, but I feel that she is intimidated by her, you know, because for what reason, why would she have a reason to, you know, every time she speak or say something, she's making all these noises and stuff and didn't allow this lady to say what she had to say and just throwing shade or whatever for what? And even if you are intimidated by someone, you should never show that. So, and, I wish Nicole was on the line so I could speak to her, but I guess she's not around today or whatever.
Nicole's not around. Nicole has a cold.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, and then for her to say, oh, yeah, well, if you guys have a problem with me, then, you know, talking to you, Kelly, and Jasmine, saying that if you guys have a problem with her, if you guys don't want me to do the show no more, just let me know. I just felt that just really shows her true colors or whatever, like how she really feels about Devon being on the show now. So,
well, what you have to understand, sometimes in the heat of the moment, people sometimes they have to defend themselves in the best way they know how. And when you feel like a lot of people are against you and you have to just take a stand, you take a stand for what you're feeling at that particular time, and you're saying what your heart is telling you to say. But at the end of the day, you know, we've all talked about the situation and we've all come to a mutual understanding as adults, and we're just moving on. But we thank you for calling in and voicing, you know, your view, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, caller, that was like last week.
Thank you. Well, regardless, I said thank you for any input and your support as well.
Yes, honey. London, Tony said to tell you to keep it cute on the show, London.
No, how about she come tell me that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she will come or he will come and definitely tell you. The next caller we have is 267-324. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, RR. Hello, London. And hello, Divine. I have a quick question. I have a quick question about what's going on with, to kind of piggyback off of what's going on with the Divine and Nicole situation and the tension that's been on the show, because I listen every night. I'm sorry I haven't called in to make it hot on you guys last week, but I was listening. I was just kind of wondering what's up with Divine going to that new show. I guess this question is towards you, Divine. Milan Christopher is starting his own show, The Barroom A-List, and he says that you're going to be one of the co-hosts of that show, the legendary West Coast mother Divine Chanel, Karamo Blahnik, Vindictively Divine Victoria Gotti, the icon overall father, Harold Balenciaga, and the parody Ancient Diva Maya Angelou on our new Blog Talk radio show, The Ballroom A-List. And it's designed for the A-List of the ballroom and upper echelon of our community, people who want to discuss change, drama, blah, blah, blah. So is this true? Are you really going to be going over to that show? And what's going to happen with Tens of Chops?
I think that show is bogus.
Well, it's posted. I'm reading it right on Victoria Gotti's Facebook right now. I'm actually reading it word for word, posted by Belong Christopher. It's starting on March 5th, 2012. Or is he just being fierce? And he even has a number here that says, tune in Monday, the 5th, 2012, 9 p.m. The number is going to be 347-4...
I don't need to go into all of that. Divine, you can answer the question.
Okay. Well, as it stands, with Milan Show, when I was addressed with Milan Show, it was right before the ultimate what have you the altercation between Kelly and Milan popped off, and probably in the beginning of it. So when Milan asked me to do the show, I felt that, you know, at the time with what was going on with me and Nicole, you know, Nicole was here first. I felt like she had seniority, and, you know, I wasn't coming in someone else's house to make them uncomfortable. So I would join, you know, so when Milan asked me, I felt like, you know, I didn't really see much future going here with the show with Nicole, because I was like, I'm not into really battling. And, you know, she feels like, you know, she didn't want me here, then I was not, you know, like I said, I wasn't going to trip off of it. There was other venues for me to stand and give my opinion, although I was very appreciative of, you know, of having the chance to be here as well. So with that being said, with the Milan Show, yes, I did agree to it, and being a person of my word, I want to stick to it. But the moment, like I said, the moment it gets messy or they do anything toward the show that I'm already on, I owe seniority to this show. I was on this show first. Jasmine and them gave me the opportunity here first before anyone else. Opportunity.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, I owe seniority here. And the moment they disrespect this show is the moment I walk. But as long as everything, and it's supposed to be two different forms. Me and Milan talked about that, you know, how the show is supposed to be done. It's not, it doesn't really, it's not supposed to have anything to do with Tens of Chop. We're just bringing in a whole nother group with a whole nother outlook on things. So if that's the case, and if it stays true to that art, then yes, I will. But the moment it becomes a debate or gets messy between the two shows, I won't be on that show. I will remain on the show I originated from.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
So wait, what makes you, my question is, what makes you A-list in the war room? Like, what's the difference?
Well, apparently this is what it's called on, he posted it on February 23rd at 4:41 a.m., and I don't know what he's doing up at that time, but, you know, Milan posted it with all these people, and I guess these are, you know, heavy hitters in the ballroom. And I just, you know, there's only so much, you know, viewers and listeners to go around. And you have people who are really dedicated to, even though they may not want to admit it, they, you know, they really tune into Tens of Chops. This is really the original. And for another show to kind of come off, I don't know what other topics they're going to really talk about. That Tens of Chops have not covered, whether it's, you know, recapping what happened on the weekend at the Rumble Balls or at the Major Balls or, you know, coming on Spilling Tea. I don't know where that show is going to go, you know. And when you have someone like, you know, Milan kind of being the one who's platforming this thing, I don't know how much credibility it's kind of going to have. That's just my opinion, but, you know, like, Kelly, how do you feel about another show kind of coming in, and do you think are you kind of nervous that you might lose some listeners or some viewers and may go over to this other show to start, you know, because, you know, I kind of want to see what's going on, but I still have my loyalty lies with Tens of Chops, naturally, although you make me unblock my number now. You know, my loyalty lies with your show, but, like, how do you feel about this coming about?
Hold on 1 minute, call. I'm going to answer your call. Let me get my other co-host on the line because he just got off of work and the lines are full.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to definitely answer your question right now, but hold on. Let's get Ronnie on the line first.
Well, I'm walking into the restaurant to eat, so I'll call back in after I leave out of here.
Okay.
Hello.
Rodney, welcome everybody to the show. The legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney Prodigy, is on the line with us. But I feel, Carla, I'm going to be 100% honest with you, Carla. I feel no type of way about anybody doing another show. Anybody can do another show. And I just want to say, you know, the best to Milan and his cast. But, you know, I know exactly what fits for me and my callers, and I know what I need to do to keep my callers here, and I've been here for 3 years, and it's no shade to any of the other shows that have came and gone, but they have came and gone, and we are still here, because it's a certain thing, it's a certain je ne sais quoi that we have here that the other shows just didn't carry, and I love to sit down and debate with anybody, whether it's on a radio show, whether it's in a chat room or any type of format, positive things. But the girls just don't want to hear positivity all the time. You definitely have to give them a spin of negative and positive all together for it definitely to work and definitely be a format of magic. And that's not going to happen with that show, and it didn't happen with all the other shows because they wanted to keep everything so positive. The girls don't want that all the time.
Can
so
you tell me what type of, you know, positivity were they talking about on these other shows? Because, yes, we do want to uplift the ballroom community, and yes, we do, but we also want to hear the tea. We also want to hear the shade. We also want to hear the drama.
It was everything was so positive. Everything was so positive. Nobody cursed. Nobody said anything of negativity or anything about the whole situation. It was just everything was just so Oprah Winfrey. See, here, we can definitely give you Oprah Winfrey. We can definitely give you Ellen. We could definitely give you Jerry Springer and the whole nine here, and that's what keeps us unique. And they're not going to do that over. They didn't do that over on all the other shows. It was always positivity. And then when I did come and bust through those shows, when I heard, you know, old school shade about the situation, as soon as I would start yelling and getting out of control, I would be completely dismissed off the show.
Hmm. Now I have one last question, and this is going towards Divine, and I'm sorry to keep on harping on this man's name, but I know you're friendly with Mr. Milan Christopher, and I just want to know, how do you feel about someone who, you know, I'm a successful person, but I would never go on Facebook and put my personal checks of how much money I'm making out for everyone in the ballroom community to see, to kind of show that, you know, we can see that, yes, you're doing your thing in the entertainment business, and kudos to you. We need more people like you. I do my thing in the fashion industry, but I want to know, how do you feel about the kind of things that he does as a father in the ballroom, who's asking to become an icon, to be, you know, putting things like sensitive information out there? Yes, you know, we can tell, you know, you have coin, honey. We can look, you know, anyone that knows what they're looking at knows that, you know, however you got your business, you got your look together. But to actually go and put signed paychecks by your employer on Facebook, how do you feel about that?
That's
Divine?
How you can tell when someone
well,
had anything in their life.
Well,
thank you, London.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the question's directed to me. How do I feel about Milan doing that? I feel that
as a father figure,
As a father figure, how do I feel about Milan showing his checks as a father figure? I feel that personally, you know, well, Milan's not a father of my house, so I generally have no feeling toward it. But, you know, if it had been a father in my house, I would feel that you really don't have that much to prove. You know what I mean? You know, you don't have to show the check. Why don't you show what you do with the check and making sure that it's something positive? You know what I mean? Like, who cares about how much money you have? It's what you do with the money at the end of the day. You know what I mean? If you you can have $1 million and just go out and buy $1 million worth of condoms and dick, and then you don't have nothing to show for it. So my thing is, you know, who cares about the check? What are you going to do with it? You're going to get out here and do something positive? Are you going to throw a ball? What are you going to do? Are you going to throw a ball, make it free, and try to get out here and get people tested? Are you going to get out here and make a message or make amends with people? What are you going to do with your money is the question. I could care less. I mean, I don't really think that it's smart or mature to do that because, I mean, then you're setting yourself up. People think you have a lot of money. You're flow showing, you're boating, and then what generally happens to people that flow show and boat and don't really have security? You get robbed, you know? So, I mean, unfortunately, we wouldn't want that to happen to Milan because that is my friend. But, I mean, I think that that's one of the, you know, repercussions of flow showing like that. It could backfire on you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, RR. I would like to hear what you have to say as the iconic voice of the show, overall iconic father of the House of Chanel. How do you feel about this new show and some of, you know, the people, the cast that are going to be on there? I'm sure, you know, you're gracious, you'll wish them luck. But, you know, there's only so much room for, you know, so many shows to be for the ballroom community. This is still a subculture, you know what I mean?
Well, I basically just think that everybody deserves a chance to try to see if they can succeed at something that they really have no insight on. I mean, how can you be a designer if you don't know how to sketch? How can you be a seamstress if you don't know how to sew? I mean, these things take time, and you have to research your craft. You don't become a commentator overnight, and you definitely do not try to get into the field of, you know, becoming a broadcaster just because you want to show someone that you can do a better job when, first of all, you're going to have a time slot that's before the number one show, which means you're going to piggyback off of whatever they said the week before or the night before. And like you said, there's not that many viewers to go around, you know, but all you can do at the end of the day is wish, you know, it's just like someone that wants to give a ball who's never given a ball before and think that they can pull a crowd, you know. Everyone can't give a successful ball, but all you can do is sit back and watch. As far as the team that he's trying to put together, I think that when you're putting a team together, it has to be well thought out because each person has to play a part, and each part that the individual plays, they have to be able to target the conversation and know when to interject because everything is a segue. Like, there's certain things that you might say that may be a segue for Kelly, and then there's certain things that someone else might say that might be a segue for Divine. Everybody can't speak on the same subject. So at the end of the day, it takes a lot of format and a lot of people to sit down at the table and, you know, format a good show. This show does not come together just because we get on the phone on Monday nights. We talk during the week, and we go over a whole lot of things before the show comes to the air because there's a lot of people that are listening that don't even come on and say anything, but they want to hear something that's definitely constructive. They want to hear something that's definitely juicy, and they also want to get some tea and some dirt. But you have to know how to format that and when to format it, and then you have to know how to react to the people when they call in and what they're going to be saying. So at the end of the day, I wish him the best, but I think that he's pulling straws, and I think that when you're trying to push yourself as hard as he's doing, all it does is turn people off to you, you know. And, you know, I like Milan, and I think that, you know, Milan has a lot of good qualities that he's not showing. But at the end of the day, you know, I wish everybody the best, you know. And
to also to piggyback off of what RR just said, caller,
yeah.
The only way that you're definitely going to have a successful show, you definitely have to have a bitch that's willing to be out there and definitely willing to take the hits along with the bad. And I'm that person that sits here on this show, and I don't have a problem with taking any of the hits and all the backlash, because everything that happens on this show that comes out negative, I get the backlash for it, but I'm only the voice behind the people that can't speak.
I just, you know, it's kind of, I'm looking at the lineup right now with Jay Blahnik, Divine Chanel, Karamo, Victoria Gotti, Harold Balenciaga, and Maya Angelou on the show, and I just want to know if they're going to try to format it similar, who will be the Kelly, who would be, because honestly, Vicky Cotty doesn't need to be on that show. Divine fits beautifully in Tens of Chops. I would like to see what she would do in this other show, but honestly, you know, with all due respect, I don't see it. You know, I really don't see it being a long-standing show as Tens of Chops have. You know, and I'm not saying that because I'm biased, because I've been a viewer for a long, a listener for a long time. I just think, you know, the banter that you guys have amongst all of you between London and Nicole and Divine and RR and Rodney and you, Kelly, I think it's great. You know, even when you go off and everyone is, you know, showing their parts of the personality, that's what makes the show a hit, you know. And I don't know how that show, you know, is going to kind of, you know, I'm going to tune in just to see what it's giving, but, you know, I just think it might be a conflict of interest for some people on this show right now.
Hold on, y'all. To y'all callers in the chat room, that's the problem. That's the problem. To y'all listeners in the chat room, that's the problem. Y'all talk about flash the caller. That's the problem with you girls. You girls want to sit here behind screen names, and nobody wants to come up, and nobody wants to speak. But everybody that sit here with these fake screen names in these chat room, y'all want to send information to London. Y'all want to send information to this person. If more of y'all bitches that's be in these chat rooms and at these balls have the balls and the clitoris or the chest to take it stand up for yourself, maybe you'll get more respect from a lot of these people that's out here in the scene. But y'all want to sit here, and like I said last night on my recap that I did with Ballroom Throwbacks, I was done doing the recap. Everybody has so much to say when the cameras is not on. Everybody has so much to say when the radio show is not on. But then when it comes to the light, nobody has anything to say. Now you have a caller that's coming here and they voicing their opinion, and not everybody want to sit here and everybody wants to bash this caller.
Why
bash this caller when y'all bitches need to come up here and speak your mind? It's a lot of things and a lot of issues that's going on in this ballroom scene, and it's not just going to take the legends and the icons to take and fix these situations. It's also going to take the help of the statements and the stars and the wannabes to help this scene definitely progress and go on to where it needs to go on to.
Now, let me say this. The problem, if anyone is having a problem with this caller, is one, the caller called in and he's very articulate, he's very on point, and he's done his homework. And when someone is coming on of that caliber, it's hard for someone who's listening who doesn't have a high school diploma or a GED to comprehend what's going on. So at the end of the day, what it boils down to, it's mind over matter, and I'm sure the caller doesn't mind because it really doesn't matter. I want to commend you on coming on to the show and, like I said, giving us your voice, your opinion, and understanding what it takes in order to run a successful show. This show is like a safe. You cannot open it if you don't have the right combination, and we have the combination to open and close this segment.
I don't know why these people are coming for me, but if they want me to go, I will go. I thank you, and I appreciate you answering.
No,
I'm the same.
God.
Just let
no,
you know,
don't
quite,
to
quite
go.
Frank,
no, we don't really
I'm
want
the
you
same
to go.
Guy
you can stay in the queue. I would love for you to stay on the show.
I've called the show many of times, and if you have your true listeners, they're not the ones saying flash me, because I've called the same time making it hot on the show. Okay, I've called several times, and if you really get into my voice, I've always called on a private number. I've called on the emergency line, and I spoke with Kelly and RR. I spoke about the whole icon and, you know, legend situation.
I call into this show, and because I'm a faithful viewer, unlike you bitches in the chat rooms, I'm going to call in and unblock my line and call, okay? If you really cared about the ballroom, if you really have something to say, you'll be a man or woman and do the same.
Amen to that. Thank you for that, caller.
Thank you so much, and I hope you guys have a great night. I'll be
listening.
You know
what, caller? I'm going to give you your new radio name. You're going to be the Ghost Whisperer.
But y'all are quick to call me Nicki Minaj in Brooklyn on another night, but that's all good. But I'll call in as the Ghost Whisperer, and you know the number, 267-324. That's me. Ghost
Thank
Whisperer.
You, caller.
Thank
yes.
you.
The next caller we have is 347-335. You're live on the air. 347-335,
you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 917-655, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening, man.
Thank you. 804-397, you're live on the air.
Hello, hey everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh. I'm doing well. Okay, well, I'm a real man about man. There, people want him to get off the line because he's draining. He don't know when to stop. But on the whole other thing about the other show where, you know, where all the rest of them, I can't listen to someone who does interviews and try to interview people who stay under the influence all the time because it don't make it, it takes away from it. You can't give an interview if you get not clear-headed to do it. So, that's all I have to say.
So, who
stays
you.
Under the influence all the time?
To say why?
So, I mean, who are you directing that toward? Who stays under the influence all the time? I'm curious.
The pothead, you know, Vicky Gotti. She can't do an interview unless she's high. Y'all seen her videos?
Well, I saw one of her latest videos with Diva Divine, the young
lady.
Yes, and Vicky was not under the influence, and she gave a very good interview. I think it's according to where she's at and who she's interviewing, how she conducts herself. So I beg to differ on that one.
Dude, that's the only time she gives a good interview is when she's not, and that's very rare.
But maybe that's her signature. Everybody has a signature.
That's not a good look.
Thank
Sorry,
you,
RL, but you're welcome.
They have those people just like on that morning show. They get toasted every morning. What's her name? Rhoda and Kathy Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Have their drink every morning. Right in front of the audience.
Well,
you're live on the air. 3-2-3-400, you're live on the air. Hello?
They don't know that they pushed one.
Oh, well, they're going, honey. They're going anywhere. They drive, honey. Well, oh, wait, hold on. We have another caller. 323-614, you're live on the air.
Oh, I know
who
that was. Sally.
Hello?
What's K?
What's T? Who's this?
This is Kiki.
Hey, Kiki.
What's going on?
Nothing much. We're just sitting here chilling.
I just want to tell you, Kelly, I love you. And, honey, I've been watching your YouTube videos lately, Miss Thing, and I don't know what you did to that brick, bitch, but your brick is sitting, honey. Do you hear me?
Thank you very much.
Your mug is sitting, your skin and everything, honey. I live for you with your long hair, too.
Thank
and,
you,
I just want to... Hi.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, and I love you all.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a nice night.
You do the same. The next caller we have is 323-400. You're live back on the air again.
What's going on? This is Chan Chanel from the West Coast chapter. I hope to see everyone in Vegas at Mother Divine's ball, and much love to the West Coast.
I know, that's right. Big shout-outs to the West Coast.
TMC, how are you?
I'm good, Mother. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for calling in, hon.
All right.
Thank you for the love.
Yes, right, big shout out to the West Coast, honey. I can't wait till they get to the West Coast, honey. Okay. Where's my brother? Rodney's right there. I'm talking about my other brother. Oh, he just got up and walked to the kitchen. Tell him I said, hey, we're going to have that tree in Cali. Rodney said, hey, y'all going to have that tree in Cali. He said, yes, sis.
Rodney.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you get out this weekend?
I did go to a gathering in Baltimore on Friday night. It was nice. Eugene Mizrahi, father of Baltimore, had a it was a birthday party, mini ball slash gathering. It was really, really nice. He had male strippers, female strippers, catered food, and then mini ball, you know, was after. You had the Chanel's, Prodigies, Ebony's, Escada's, who else was there? Ebony, Dior's, Revlon's. It was a nice little turnout, congrats to Sebastian, overall mother Sebastian Escada for best dress. The Chanel's, Corey, and I can't think of the other person's name when she's out of drag. For a runway, open to all runway.
Jacoby.
Yes, that's it. Jacoby and Corey for runway. The Ebony Boys, Red, and another gentleman for Team Realness. And Gerard Revlon for the category for runway. They had two different ones, like open to all and then the one to bring out the category. And then to Hassan Mirza, they had Team Realness. But at the end, I opened it up to open to all Bush Queen runners for a little bit of money, you know, a couple of dollars. And Hassan Mirza won that. And Ronnie 007 XEVSU won the performance open to all. So it was nice. It was nice. Soda Pop was in the building. He brought the Chanel's up in there. They were, you know, having fun. Prodigies. We had a nice time. Cayenne, Eugene. It was really nice.
Well, thus far, what I've been hearing this weekend, all the balls were really nice, and everybody had fun, and there were no disruptions, and I'm liking that.
No disruptions at all.
No disruptions, honey. Stayed in their region this go-around, low-key.
Yeah. And it was also a ball in Connecticut, a ball in Boston, so I don't know if any of those people have called in or y'all did any recaps on any of those balls.
Nobody didn't call
to
talk about it.
I think Athena Khan, I don't know if she was the host of the ball or commentating, but I know it was a ball up in Boston. And T.O. Escada, I think he had a ball in Connecticut. So I don't know if anybody from those regions are on the line and want to press one and tell us about those balls as well. We would appreciate it.
Yes, hold on. We have another caller. Hold on. 917-655, you live on the air?
Mark, I'm just listening, man.
201-609, you live on the air? 202-609, you live on the air? Okay. 502-644, you live on the air?
Hi, Mother. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I just have one quick question for you ladies. Do you know where Fatty Ebony is?
With who?
Put off the face of the earth.
Who?
Fatty Ebony. Haven't seen him in a while. What's going on?
Fatty Ebony is taking care of some personal issues right about now. He'll be out soon.
Oh, Fatty is? The girl's a mess. Hold on. 919-492, you're live on the air.
Yo, what up, Kelly?
Yo.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just trying to see what's going on with you and my mama Khadidra.
Ain't nothing going on.
You good, right?
Good, man.
Oh, you good.
I want to make sure ain't no problems or no shit like that. That's all I'm saying.
If there was.
Okay, I'm just making sure, all right.
If there was.
Shit, I loved it. Hold it. First of all, to my sister that's listening to the show, it wasn't a chicken, honey. It was Big ZD, and yes, I just sat down with Big Cup. Okay? Honey, I had a little piece of Big ZD stuck in my tooth. I had to get it out, honey. Yes, but I want to know about the ball in Connecticut. I want to know about the ball in Boston. I definitely want to know about the ball in Alabama. It was so much with this ball in Alabama, but nobody's not calling in to tell us the tea on what happened in Alabama.
Oh, my.
Oh, they haven't talked about that yet?
No, nobody has called in and said anything about Alabama or anything, or Boston or Connecticut. I be gagging at the girls. I really be gagging at the girls. California's back on the line. 323-289, you're live on the air.
Yes, this is Booty from the West Coast.
Hey, baby.
Oh, Booty.
What's popping?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Popping. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was real good. My homegirl Divine.
I hope all of these people that's calling in from LA, I hope I see all of y'all in Vegas.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
I can't wait to see all the girls in Vegas, honey. Yes, honey, mother's coming through Vegas, honey. Me and my husband will be in LA, honey, and then we going from LA to Vegas, honey.
Yeah,
I'll see you, honey.
Yeah. Some of the girls will be traveling from Area 51.
Yeah. So, Divine, do y'all still have those packages?
Packages are definitely out there for people that are flying in. If you're trying to get on the party bus from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, the packages are $275 for four people to a room. So if four people pay $275 apiece, you'll get two nights stay at the Mirage. You get VIP passes to all the day and nighttime events, and you get VIP pass onto the party bus, which gives you free drinks to wherever location you drive to, as unlimited, as many as you like. And then when you get to the location, you get to get two free drinks when you get in the location with your VIP pass as well. That's for $275 if you're coming from Los Angeles. If you're flying in from another state, you just want to get the – they have two passes. They have a high roller pass, which gets you into all day and evening events for $150, which means you won't be paying at anybody's door. You just flash your pass, you get in, you get two free drinks off the top, and you get party bus at access as well, which leaves from the Mirage to all the different venues that will be participating in Los Angeles Gay Pride, and which includes the ball as well. So definitely look up the information online with Tinted to Touch, and I hope everybody gets to come out and have a good time. The packages are definitely worth it. It saves money as opposed to getting out there. The money that you spend at each event separately, I guarantee you, you'll save a good 40% on the packages. Mm.
I
saw the flight. Southwest is now for people that are coming from Atlanta. Southwest flights from Atlanta, I saw round trip for under $300.
Mm.
Yes, ma'am.
So y'all girls better get up on Vegas. Vegas is definitely
it's going down this year. And don't sleep on it. The venue, I visited the venue this week. It's in decorate. I mean, it's to pick out the decorations, and they're having professional lighting, professional stage brought in. You'll definitely be able to view yourself as you're on the runway. There'll be professional videographers there, and you'll be watching yourselves on one of the three screens. If it's the two big screens on the side of the stage or the giant screen on the stage, you'll be able to see yourself all throughout the ball.
Don't forget the houses that are out there trying to get tables. We now have dressing rooms. For $50 additional, you will get a dressing area that's enclosed with curtain. You have your own couch, table, chairs, mirror, water, and towels, all from tempted to touch as well. So $50 on top of the table money will get you a dressing area that's enclosed, and it's, you know, just for you and your house only.
You better do
that,
bitch.
We are trying to do it up this year. So house parents, hit me up, Facebook me, hit up Demetrius, Tempted to Touch, if you're trying to get in there. Definitely reserve your dressing room and reserve your table. The table will be stocked with alcohol and all kind of goodies. And I just talked to the lady today and get me approval. We're going to have a lot of little gourmet goodies on the table for those who like, you know, chocolate-dipped pretzels and good old candy apples and good stuff like that. We'll definitely be appeasing that appetite on the table. You'll have the snacks. You'll have the snacks.
Oh, hold on. We got one more caller, and then after this caller, we're going to bring on the CEO and the boss lady after this caller. 404-254, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, hello, Rodney. Hello, everybody that's on the line. This is Hassan. Ebony.
Hey, Hassan. What's going on?
No, what's going
up?
Oh, hey, Devon. What's going on?
How are you? I'm sorry.
In London, too. And to give her shout out to Shay Shay. She did have a good ball. I kind of enjoyed myself, really, despite small little things that happened. You know what I mean? But I guess everybody else, those little things that happened with, they're calling and piggyback on it. I'm not about to get into it. You know what I mean? So as far as Alabama scene was concerned, I think it was really nice for a bunch of people who came together, who wasn't a part of a ballroom scene that had many balls of their own, and then to invite everybody from Atlanta or wherever other places that people came from to walk and show them how what ballroom was about. I think that was like kind of good. What was different about it was it wasn't a cash category ball, where I don't think none of her categories was cash except for the grand prize. And people actually came out and had fun, so I thought that was good. And I think that's something that we don't have in our scene that we used to have back in the day. So, to Shay Shay and stuff, I really had a good time in the House of Chanel. That's in Alabama. I do give them their props, you know what I mean, because they held it down, too, as well. So,
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
They didn't put me on hold. I don't want to really get into all that other stuff. I've made my opinion. I said my opinions about what I felt, and I addressed what I needed to address. So that was it. So.
Oh, my.
Well, thank you, Hassan, for definitely calling in. So, but if anybody else want to call in after the CEO and give us the drama that happened, feel free to definitely press 1. Now I want to bring on the radio station, the CEO and the founder of our show, and the director that does everything, honey, that does the intros and all the good other things, honey, Jasmine Couture. Jasmine.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
Jasmine. We're gonna have to clear all the all the sound effects and everything for a moment, because I do need to talk about a couple of things, and I'm gonna need some assistance from RR as well as Kelly on this one. Divine, Rodney, and London. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello, lovely.
Okay. What is that feedback? Is that your phone, Kelly?
No.
Just press mute on your phone so, you don't have to, because your background is kind of loud. And the phone that I'm using, it's just blowing in my ear. Okay. A couple of things I want to address is I want to make an open announcement to the House of Blahnik, Jay, Temperance, Camaro, and Milan. One thing that I want to touch up on is something that RR said a little earlier, that sometimes when we get so deep into things, we say things that we shouldn't, or we say things that may come out the wrong way. And I want to apologize to the House of Blahnik for a lot of the comments and things that took place last week on the show. I didn't want the show to be an open attack to the House of Blahnik. I didn't want this to be a shooting range and everyone to attack the House of Blahnik. And when I'm speaking right now, I'm not speaking on behalf of Spencer Chops. I'm not speaking on behalf of Kelly. I'm speaking on behalf of myself as Jasmine. I do apologize to the House of Blahnik for a lot of the things that took place last week. When it comes to you, Camaro, and I hope you're listening, I do want to also apologize to you for the comments that I made about you. I had a long talk with a couple of individuals over the weekend, and R said earlier, and I firmly believe that when we take things in, there's only but so much that we can take when we go on the attack. And I did say some things last week that I shouldn't have said to Camaro. Because those are not my true feelings as far as Camaro goes. So I do want to apologize to Camaro as well for some of the negative comments that I made towards Camaro. Those are not my intent. You know, that wasn't my intention to attack you. But it was basically because of the anger that I was, that was building within me based on a lot of the things that was happening, mainly the attacks that were going on with Kelly and the House of Couture. And when it comes to Milan, that one is a little different because personally I don't have an issue with Milan. Milan and I are not one of those, type of people that, when we see each other at balls, we hang out or we're constantly on the phone texting and calling. We just know each other from the ballroom thing. So the attacks that I make towards him as well and the things that I have said, they're not really in my character because that is not the person that I am. To make those attacks. The attacks that I said and the things that I said about Milan were because I was personally very angry with the things that was happening on the show. One thing that I am going to say is I hold Kelly precious to my heart. And I know the type of person that Kelly is and what she faces from time to time from the ballroom scene, leaders, people that are, family or so-called family. And there's only but so much you can stand when you see so many attacks come in. And it really just got me upset to hear the way she was being talked to, as well as any female figure out there in the scene. I just don't like to see female figures, personally attacked and called out of character and things of that sort. So I am making an apology to you, Milan, as well, based on, my... the things that I said towards you, because again, that's not me in general. I just am very protective of Kelly because of my love for her as well as the name Couture. But I cannot, the reason why I'm doing all this tonight, and you guys are probably saying, where is this all coming from? This is all coming from the fact that I cannot be a spokesperson for a change in the ballroom scene. I cannot believe in my heart that we need to put away violence, we need to put away attacks, we need to bag them up and ship them away. We cannot stand for a change in this ballroom scene if my own backyard is not clean or my own attitude is not adjusted. And that is the reason why I'm only making these statements, because I know the type of person I am and I know what I believe in. I may not agree with what was said last week and how they were addressed. I may not agree with it, but I know that in my heart, I do not feel that way about the House of Blahnik. I do not feel that way about Camaro or Milan. So, again, I am apologizing for that. As far as the house, I'm sorry, as far as the radio show, I'm not going to sit here and cater or piggyback off of the radio wars once again. I truly believe that there is enough room for anyone out there to do whatever they want. When we turn on the TV, there is not just one channel that we have to watch. There are many channels that are out there. If there are people out there who want to start their own radio shows, no matter what ignited their show, they have all means of doing it. I believe that Tensor Chop does have their own audience and people that will always stay dedicated to what we have here and what we have had the past 3 years. Just like with Tensor Chop, each day holds a different topic. And if there are other shows out there as well that are going to hold separate topics as well, I truly believe that it will still be something out there for people to be a part of. I also do not see a problem at all with people like Divine being a part of any other show that is out there because she is still spreading her message. So, again, that is my feeling on that. Also, within the past 4 years, Kelly has still been dedicated to this show for the 3 and 1 year with Tom. But Kelly has still made appearances on other people's show as well. So we can all share the same platform. It is not just for us, and we are not going to segregate what we are doing here. As long as we can still spread the message of entertainment or positivity or whatever we are doing, then by all means, anyone go out there and do what they need to do. And that is also what I feel about what is going on there. I also will say this. My platform on Wednesday nights is open to everyone, anyone, any other radio personality out there that is willing to spread the message, including the House of Blahnik. Because if your message is for a difference and for a change, then you are definitely welcome to come onto my show and be a part of that. And that's how I feel about all of this. All this drama and negativity, I truly believe, needs to stop. And I cannot speak for drama and negativity ending if I am constantly a part of it. But I will say I hold Kelly personal to my heart and what her and I are building with the House of Couture. And, yes, we may get out of character at times, but this is not what we stand for. I know this is not what I stand for. So, again, I am apologizing for that on behalf of myself, not the radio show, not the callers, not the listeners, not the chat room, not any co-host on here, and not even Kelly, on behalf of myself. This is what I'm speaking upon. That's it.
Well, I think it takes a very big person to come on and, you know, voice their opinion the way you just did because a lot of people wouldn't have done that. But at the end of the day, if we're all talking about change, the change always starts within ourselves. And you've made the first step to letting, you know, Milan Camaro and, you know, all of the other people who will be affiliated with the new radio show know how you feel in regards to, you know, you and Kelly's situation with Milan. I think that we can all agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, we're all part of one community, and that's the gay community, and we all share one common welfare, and that's the ballroom community. And in order for us to come together and unite as one, we may not always get along, but we have to learn how to respect each other. And respect begins with what you just did by acknowledging what part you played in something and owning up to it. So I give you kudos for that. I do believe that, you know, in order for this ballroom community to come together, we need the young people as well as the older people, and we all need to come to some type of common ground. I was telling someone the other day that, you know, Uncle Mike said it better than anybody. you know, the only way that the older people can come together with the younger people is by accepting some of the changes that the younger people have made. Things will never go back to being the way it was, but we can also learn to adapt to the way things are now with a little bit more creativity. So I just hope that who's ever listening now can come on tonight and give some more positive outlook on things that we need to do in order to get along with each other, even if it's not so much trying to change the things that we may do, because a lot of times we do things and we do it under the influence. I won't say I do, but because I don't indulge in drugs or alcohol, but sometimes people react by what they're under the influence of. And we as gay people are very, very temperamental when it comes to someone trying to attack us, because all our lives we've been attacked by our family, we've been attacked by society. So whenever someone in the gay community is attacked by another gay person, we take everything personal and as if it was shade, instead of trying to, you know, understand what the person is saying, we want to just lash out with an attack. I think that Milan may have also said a lot of things in that clip that he made that he really didn't mean, but he just felt like he needed to get his point across. I have a lot of love for Kelly. I have a lot of love for Jasmine, and I have a lot of love for everyone that I'm affiliated with on this show. And I come on here not because I have to, but because I want to also be able to let the listeners know that I'm trying to help the ballroom community stay together and come together. And Jasmine, you continue to do what you're doing as far as the show is concerned. Kelly, your Tins and Chop is the number one show. If Milan wants to prove himself, he needs to come to you and ask you as a mentor, you know, what can he do to try to make his show better or different? And that's how we become, you know, united and learning how to help each other. You know, it's like when Chinese people open up Chinese restaurants, they all help each other. When Mexicans start cleaning houses, they all help each other. We are the only minority that doesn't help each other in doing anything that we have to do. We're so against helping each other like we're going to lose something. We've already lost enough of the kids by death, by AIDS, by going to jail and everything else. Let's try to have some fun. I'm so glad this weekend was all about fun. Let's continue to keep the fun in the ballroom. And that's all I have to say about the situation.
Divine, did you have anything you wanted to say about it?
Hold on, Jasmine, hold on. To you listeners, to you all listeners that's in the chat room, I don't try anybody, okay? Let me tell y'all one fucking thing, okay? I'm going to tell y'all this, okay? I don't try anybody, bitch, okay? The girls do what they do. If bitches had balls to say what the fuck that they had to say, bitch, okay? Y'all need to stop saying that I tried somebody, that I tried people. I don't try a motherfucking thing, okay? It's y'all fucking tired-ass fucking faggots, okay, that don't have the balls or the clits to say what the fuck y'all want to say, but y'all want to send shit to me, and y'all want to send shit to motherfucking London, bitch. Grow a motherfucking sack of balls or grow a motherfucking clitoris, bitch, and do what the fuck you got to do, and do it on your motherfucking own, bitch, because I give two fucks about this motherfucking radio show and all you faggots and your motherfucking tired-ass motherfucking drama. Y'all can all kiss my motherfucking ass.
Well, who got you upset, Kelly?
These late-ass bitches in the chat room, bitch. I can do other motherfucking things, bitch. I've been on this motherfucking show for 4 motherfucking years, 3 years with my own number and a year with Tom's number. Bitch, I could be laying in the fucking bed right now with my motherfucking husband not entertaining you motherfucking sorry-ass motherfucking bitches that don't have a motherfucking life.
Oh my God.
Now y'all take that motherfucker check to the motherfucker bank and cash that motherfucker check, bitch. Okay?
Sister, you always
y'all bitches always wanna sit here and y'all wanna always say something, bitch. But if I go back through my archives and my emails, okay, with y'all motherfucking names on Facebook, bitch, and my text messages that I still have saved in my motherfucking phone, bitch, and start posting up all the shit that you fake and phony bitches that's in motherfucking houses send to you about your motherfucking members, bitch, y'all will have a motherfucking war inside y'all motherfucking house. So y'all need to keep it the fuck you, because I save everything and I send it all to my email on Yahoo, and I have it all saved, and I'll post everybody's names and everything with everything, bitch, and I'll shut this motherfucking radio station down tomorrow and have all you motherfucking bitches fighting in-house. Now keep it to cute faggots.
Ooh.
can love you. Yes, ma'am.
And you see, this is exactly what, you know, this is exactly where we're at right now with this. Because as we get older and as time goes by, there's only so much a person can take. And, you know, Kelly always being censored as, you know, the wrong one. It's always Kelly's fault. You know, things of that sort. People want to constantly attack her. And, you know, there's only but so much that she can take. A lot of the stuff that is happening is because what the callers, the listeners, the people that send over the messages do, because they don't have enough nerve to be like a caller and call in and share what they want to do.
Well, Kelly, what you need to start doing is when they send you shit, you need to say their names.
What I'm going to start doing is I'm going to be like all the other radio stations, and I'm just going to come here and I'm going to put on my tie and my blouse and my little tight little mini skirt, and I'm going to come here and I'm just going to be so professional and white woman, and I'm not going to say anything about anybody's house or anything that anybody else opinion that they have or they sell. The only opinions and the only comments that I'm going to make is going to be per Mother Kelly Couture or Kelly Unique Night. That's what I'm going to do. And then we're going to see how far this motherfucking radio show go. Because I tell Jasmine all the time, y'all don't know, bitch, I tell Jasmine all the time, I don't want to do this show anymore. I tell Jasmine all the time. And Jasmine and Nicole asked me to please stay a part of the show. I give two fucks about this. I'm over it.
No, Kelly.
Okay, and y'all can ask Rodney and Devine. I sent them a message last week. I don't want to be a part of this anymore because I'm tired of all these fucking backlashes for other bitches that don't have the balls or the nerve to say what the fuck they got to say. I've been doing it for 3 years, bitch, and I am over it, and I am tired, and I am done with it. Okay, I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not going to have these girls sit here and think that they're going to continue to ridicule me, embarrass me, and all types of motherfucking things, and make me the motherfucking bearer of bad motherfucking news. I got too much other shit on my motherfucking plate that I could be thinking about and I need to be worrying about than sitting up here for 4 fucking hours with fucking faggots that don't have a fucking life or pop the piss in or a window to fucking throw it out, and all bitches want to do is run around and stab bitches in their motherfucking back, because that's all this scene is a motherfucking about. If it wasn't for the kids and the house of Mizrahi, when I was a Mizrahi, I would have been left the scene alone a long time ago when I came home from jail 7 years ago. I would have left it alone because it has changed so much and so dramatically that I don't want to be a part of it. I go out to the motherfucking balls, bitch, and 15 to 20 minutes later of me being at the fucking balls, I'm ready to go the fuck back home, okay, because I'm over it and I'm tired of it. Okay, it's becoming a burden on my motherfucking life, and I really don't want to motherfucking deal with it any motherfucking more. But on behalf of Nicole, Jasmine, Devine, and everybody else that in London and that asked me to come and still do the show and be a part of the show, because everybody feels like if I'm not a part of the show, our ingredients is missing from this cake, it's the only reason that I continue to do this. But I really don't want to do it. I'm so fed up and sick and tired of all the motherfucking shit that comes from behind this motherfucking show with my name. Okay? At the end of the fucking day, the person that comes on this radio station, the person that comes to the board, is not the person that I live my life at, that I take a standard and a outlook on my fucking life. That's not this person. I'm not this person at all, okay? This is an act. This is a show, okay? The fucking boardroom is an illusion to me. Kelly Couture is an illusion, okay? When I leave outside the board, I am Kelly Unique Knight, and I live myself about that and the way I carry myself and the conversations that I have with Devine and Rodney and with everybody else that I have on the phone as a person in general that has nothing to do with the ballroom scene. Okay, these people, everybody sit here so much and say they don't care about the ballroom scene, but in all actuality, they do. This is their life. If the ballroom scene was to stop today or tomorrow, these girls would probably wither away and fucking die. I will not do that because I have a life outside of the ballroom scene. I have friends outside of the ballroom scene that are actually genuinely my friends that I actually care about, and we talk and we text about other things that have nothing to do with the ball. So this is
not going to make me, and it's not going to break me. What I'm tired of hearing from everybody, oh, it's Kelly's fault, it's Kelly's fault, it's Kelly, it's Kelly, it's Kelly. It's not Kelly, okay? Because I'm not in your house chat rooms. I'm not in your house business. I'm not at your house meetings, and all types of things that happen in your house. I'm not there for all of it. For me to know all of that, somebody in your inner circle that should not be in your circle is the one that is bringing it here to me. But I get the backlash for the snitches and the moles that y'all have in your house and your group, and it's going to stop.
Well, I'd like to say for all those who appreciate Kelly, and you know that you appreciate Kelly and the show and all the work that she has done to make this show what it is, I'd ask that y'all call in tonight and let Kelly know that she's appreciated. Since y'all can call in and read, why don't y'all try calling in and letting her know how much she's appreciated? Because there's a lot of people out there that sometimes we just need to know that somebody cares. And I'm not asking you to do this just because. I'm asking you to do it because she deserves to know that all her work is not in vain. So, Jasmine, if you don't mind, can we go to some commercials? And when we come back, let us get some callers that can call in and let Kelly know why she's a value to the ballroom scene and this radio show.
I want to say something before we do that, Kelly. This is exactly... Listen to me when I say this clearly. This is exactly why a lot of the other shows never really succeed as much or don't last a long time. And that is because Kelly, for all these years, has been no holds barred. She definitely will express how she feels, and she has given you guys the open platform to do the things that you want to do. Talk about the things that you guys want to talk about. Share with us about the things that you guys want to share, and even spill tea, which is fun at times, but when it gets out of hand, the way it has been getting out of hand, and we're not just talking about the Blahnik incident. This has been going on now for a couple of weeks. Kelly and I talked about this last year, and she kept saying, the beginning of the year, I want to take a break. And it's been getting worse and worse for her. So this is exactly why the other shows don't last too long. Because, again, they have so many rules and regulations when this has always been an open platform. But, like Kelly said, she's tired of it, and the show will go in a new direction. So, again, like R.R. said, if you want to call in and express how you feel about our platform and what we have had for the past 3 years, then let Kelly know how you feel about her and her character on this show, you are more than welcome to.
And to the person that's in the chat room that said a couture would never be a value to the ballroom scene, I keep telling y'all, bitch, my last name doesn't have to say anything. Legend don't have to be in front of my name. Icon don't have to be in front of my name. My name alone, Kelly, speaks value. I'm a household name, bitch. I'm like a motherfucking microwave in a coffee pot. Everybody has one in their motherfucking house. I don't need a legend. I don't need a last name. You know who the fuck I am when I step in the building.
But wait a minute. They said that a couture would never be a value in the ballroom scene?
Couture is not valuable to the ballroom scene. We want to be missed.
Oh, really? Then why are you listening to the show now? Miss us. This is the attacks. If you don't give them what they want, then of course the attacks now fall on us, because these are the type of people that we deal with. And unfortunately, it's not everyone. It's definitely not everyone out there. But there are those few, that percentage of our community, that love to hide behind things, and they never say it.
And you know what? It just kills me how these girls just like to hide behind screen names. But, bitch, if you know half of the motherfucking things that I have done for you motherfucking sorry-ass fucking faggots in this motherfucking ballroom scene, bitch, you will kiss my ass. Half of the trophies that you bitches have in your motherfucking house,
bitch, for the last motherfucking 7 years, bitch. It came from my motherfucking magic, bitch. I'm the motherfucking bitch that gave y'all y'all motherfucking of the years, bitch. I'm the bitch that gave y'all those grand prize motherfucking trophies that y'all walk out the motherfucking building with. I'm the motherfucking bitch that made that ball look fabulous. I'm the bitch that y'all ate all that motherfucking food and took that shit home and after the ball was over because you still had so much left on your table. It was fab. I'm that bitch. I'm that queen, bitch. All the girls did was make the categories and pay for the motherfucking venue. But what the fuck is a venue and categories without everything else that comes along with it?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yes. Switch me off on my cell phone. I'm walking out the door. I already called in. I'm in the queue.
Okay, you're on.
All
okay,
right.
We have, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with these words from our sponsors after these commercial breaks.
Gigi Mama Mom Chanel presents two events in one night. Something for everyone. Kansas City's first Stud and Femme's exotic review show. Special guests, Carter from Los Angeles and Treasure from Houston, Texas. Right after, Beer for Foosball, grand prize, house with the most trophies, $1,000. Mini grand, open to our performance with a prop, $200. As well as 15 other categories with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll gag. All past categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 7820 East Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night. VIP table 35 comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Stud and Femme Exotic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all face. Carter, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
Welcome,
Throwback presents Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot, Butch Queens versus Sim Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Okay, we are definitely back from our commercial break. Our next caller that we have is 310-494. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to show some love to my mother, Divine Chanel. Thank you so much respect for her for holding down the West Coast.
Thank you, darling, for calling in. The next caller we have...
Did he hang up?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wanted him to tell me a little bit about what he thought of your show. Because people need to call in, and they need to really voice their opinion right now, and not in a shady way, but they need to show you some appreciation because you've been doing this for 3 years. And after 3 years, for you just to be getting burnt out, Kelly, that, I have to commend you on that. And all of those 3 years, you have not been anything but cordial to your audience and giving them what they give you. When they give you good, you give them good. When they give you bad, you give them bad. But at the end of the day, people need to show their respect.
252-373. You're live on the air.
How you doing, Kelly? We really appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Paula. The next caller is 562-338. You're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. Kelly, I just want to say I appreciate you bringing the ballroom scene together, especially like when there's not a lot of outlets for that, even with a whole bunch of Facebook and whatnot, Twitter and Tumblr and all that. You still bring it together. A lot of girls come, and we definitely hear, you know, your outtakes on things, even they are outrageous sometimes. You do give the girls a good show. So just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, Paula. The next call is 718-304. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. I just want to call in just to tell you to stay encouraged. You know, I mean, don't worry about what these queens are saying to you because they're just jealous. They're just hating. I mean, what they want you to do. I mean, your job is to get on here, host the show. If people got tea they want to spill, they call in, they give it to you. I mean, I don't think what the big deal is. I mean, half of the stuff that go down in the ballroom scene, if it wasn't for the show, we would know. Because, you know, we don't work for the ball. Some people don't make parents. A lot of them don't have money to go into the pocket. And you travel from state to state to state. So, I mean, they need to, you know, lay off and, you know, just give you some credit, you know? I mean, but all I want to do is just say to you is just, you know, stay encouraged, keep doing what you do, and that's that. Don't worry about these people because you getting paid, you doing what you're supposed to do. What are they doing? Probably getting high, drinking, doing the usual. So.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
The next caller is 313-808. You're live on the air.
Well, hello, 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 Divine, I love you. This is Eric Supreme, Eminence La Perla.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm all right. Well, I'm calling because of Kelly. Now, Kelly, I'm not sure if you and I really get on long or not, but I can say this. I was on the red carpet, and at the end of the show, from the red carpet, I immediately would dial in and listen to Tenza Chop. This is reality, Kelly, and you're providing the listeners with what's going on in the ballroom. If people weren't doing all the underhanded backstabbing, all the other stuff, you wouldn't have stuff to report on. So when it comes down to it, you're just giving them what's going on, for real, for real. And you are definitely appreciated. Your voice is a voice that everyone's listening to. So stay encouraged, Kelly, and keep on doing what you're doing. I wish I would have had some people that would have encouraged me to keep on doing what I was doing. So I'm telling you, be encouraged. Keep doing your show, Kelly, because you are needed, and you do have passion, Kelly.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
The next caller is 917.
I love you, Kelly. Kelly, I love you.
Thank you, London. The next caller is 917-304. You're live on the air.
Kelly?
Yes.
Hey, I just have one question.
Yes.
If these people that you're talking about have absolutely nothing to do with the way that Kelly Knight lives, why are you dictating or letting them dictate the way that Kelly Knight feels?
You know what? It's just overwhelming. It's just too much. When I tell you I have other things that I could be doing for these hours right now, I could be laying in the bed with my husband that has to get up in the morning. I stay on this radio show until 3 o'clock in the morning. Two and a half hours later, my husband is getting up out of the bed to go to work. I could be laying in the bed with my husband doing other things than sitting here taking all of these lashes and backlashes for things that other people, and I'm not going to say just kids, that other leaders and other people in the house have their opinions on situations, but nobody actually wants to sit and say their opinion.
I can appreciate that. You and I
I don't understand how we're going to work on fixing something when everybody is hiding behind screen names and everybody is too scared to voice their opinion because they feel that their house is going to be shaded or their kids are going to be chopped or somebody's going to do something to somebody. Everybody in this boardroom scene should have an opinion and speak up. If everybody was more boisterous like I was, then I think this boardroom scene would be so much better and everybody just hiding underneath a motherfucking shell and just coming out and peeking their head out.
Okay. As you know, I was the former host of a ballroom-related radio show, and my main purpose was to try to fix some of the problems that I saw in the ballroom scene. And what I found to be true for myself is that people can't fix the scene. They can fix themselves, and then their newly developed selves can work together to rebuild the scene. So maybe we just have to revamp what it is we're going for here. But I support you, Kel, have for the past 10-plus years.
Thank you, Jaira.
You're welcome.
The next caller is 323-674. You're live on the air.
What's up, y'all? Hi, Mother. This is Anita Chanel. Hi, R.R.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just chilling. But I just want to tell you, Kelly, I know we're not the best of friends, but, you know, you're doing your thing. You know, just keep on holding it down. Fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that should go. Right. But
thank you, Anita. That just put a smile on my face.
Yeah, you're welcome. I just wanted to send my love from the West Coast. You know, everybody keep their head up. You know, and everybody remember to wrap it up. Stay safe always.
I know that's right. Thank you, Aniche.
All right.
Thank
bye,
you,
y'all.
The next call
I want to say, too. Oh, go ahead. I want to say,
267-34, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? It is, as RR calls me, Ghost Whisperer. Hello. I just want to let you know, you know, with this show, I know it could be a lot, but this is ballroom. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, people are always going to call in and read. And when you have those moments that are explosive, you know, people get emotional, but we are living for it. I'm letting you know, I'm not just speaking for myself, I'm speaking for other people who listen to this show as well. Those moments that, you know, are explosive, where, you know, we look forward to that. You know, it's ballroom. This is entertainment. This is supposed to be just taken lighthearted. I know the attacks can be a bit much, but, you know, like a good recipe without that Kelly ingredient, I think this show won't be as delicious. Trust me. I know it could be a lot to deal with these faggots calling in and giving you a lot, But guess what? It's the ballroom. At the end of the day, you know, you have a real family to go to, and you're doing us a service, you know, by being able to host the show and bring what you bring to the cast. I love the cast. I think it's great. I'm a listener. And sometimes, you know, I will call up in here and read you when the number was private, but, you know, I can't really do that anymore. But I really, really do value what you bring to the show. With all due respect, Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank
you. Kelly, let me say this before you take the next caller. Let me say this to you. Wendy Williams started out on a radio show. She was the shadiest radio vixen until she made that comment about Sean Combs, and he got her taken off the radio. She realized that that was her livelihood. That was the way she got her message across to people. But then she also realized when she had to come back, she had to just tone it down a little and not take people so serious. And there's some things that she could say, and then there's some things that she needs to let somebody else say. So what you need to start doing is when you feel overwhelmed by the shit that people are sending to you on your texting you or whatever the case may be, send it to London. She can handle it. And let her dish the dirt. Am I right or wrong, London?
Let me piggyback off of what you just said. A lot of people sit here and they ask, you know, and that's why London became, you know, so popular so quickly, but yet there was a lot of backlash on London, is because we do need characters in those, you know, areas, because it kind of takes a lot of the weight off of Kelly. It takes a lot of the weight off of the tea fillers and stuff. Of course, the radio show would not be what it is today if it wasn't for the tea, if it wasn't for the gossip, if it wasn't for, you know, the scandals and things of that sort. You know, just like there's tons of people right now and that are listening that really want to know what happened in Alabama this weekend. You know, because that's what they live for. You know, that's what they want to hear. So that is exactly why we have built characters like Rhonda Jenkins, like London, for the simple fact to take away a lot of the stress and attacks that come with the host, hostess, co-host, and things of that sort. So, you know, that's where this all comes from.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on, we have another caller. 212-470, you're live on the air. 212-470, you're live on the air.
We love you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Don't leave the show, we're back.
Oh, we are.
Next caller is 843-478, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
First off, I just want to say there's no positive without a negative. I mean, that's what makes the world go around, so there's going to always be some type of negative. But I want to say this moment right here is like kind of bittersweet. It's sweet because, like, I thought Kelly, you was like this iron person that had no feelings or whatever, but, like, now I see that you're human and you do have some type of feelings. But then again, it's bitter because, like, I don't want you to let the negative get the best of the positive, because you want to leave the show due to all the negativity, but you got to realize there's way more people out here that love you and call them the show just to listen to you. So don't let us down just because, you know, you got those negative people coming at you. Think of it this way. A penny can make noise one or two ways. It can rattle with another penny, or it can make a sound when it falls and hit the ground. Let that penny fall and hit the ground and make a sound by itself instead of just keep it. You give you a little penny, make lemonade out of it. Turn that shit to something sweet. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. Don't let them get to you like that.
Thank you.
That's all.
The next caller is 302-857. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Big Nose.
Hey, Big Nose.
What's going on? I just want to say you do a good job with the show. I wouldn't pay no mind to it. Like, I mean, the people say as far as the negative comments, you're going to get that regardless, no matter what you do. If it's a radio show, if it's real life, if you're at work, if you're walking in the street, You get that regardless. That make you who you are, because 3 years from now, when you get your TV show and when you're interviewing the major interviewers now, people are going to be, oh, I know Kelly, I know her, da, 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 da. So you got to just, you can't let nobody dictate or say anything bad. Just let them keep talking. You'll prove them wrong.
Thank you, Big Nose.
You're welcome.
The next call is 323-698. You're live on the air.
All right, what's up? This is Father Ricky. I'm out from L.A.
Hey, Ricky.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Devine? I just wanted to call
what's
you. What's up? You can't have a deal without the bad.
Don't
forget Rodney. Oh, what's up? Oh, that's my boy. I was calling from the West Coast, and I hope to see you in Vegas. I can't wait. You know, you got a lot of haters and shit. You can't have a deal without the bad. So I want to like your show. So keep it up. I'm grabbing my auntie on the show, Devine, representing from the West. And I hope to see all you guys next month at the bar. It's going to be fabulous.
Yes,
thank you for calling, nephew.
No problem. See y'all next month, Sand City.
Thanks.
What happens in Vegas, Sand City?
Yes, it goes down to Vegas, honey. Whatever happened in Vegas, it stays in Vegas.
Stays in Vegas.
The only thing that's going to come back is the recap of the ball. But everything else stays in Vegas.
Right.
Yes, that's all our callers that we have for now.
Ooh, Lacey didn't call in tonight.
Then we got one more caller. 443. 208, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Devine. How Desmond?
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Sierra.
Hello.
Hi,
Sierra.
Hi, Mama. I just wanted to say that I enjoy you so much personally. We don't really chit-chat a lot, but we see each other at the balls. And I commend you because for 3 years to sit and let people talk about you and just say negative stuff, that takes a lot because I know me personally, after the first couple of comments, it would have been done for me. And the reality is that we all celebrate in a place where people have more opinions than they have anything. And basically, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And one thing about gay people, they can lash out and read and carry. But when it turns on them, they have this big falling out. And I just want to say that I enjoy you personally. The Baltimore girls, we enjoy you personally, Mama. Keep your hair up, girl, and just know that he who has no sin cast the first stone and let the girls be the girls because that's all they can do. And nothing but love down this way, Mama.
Thank you, Sierra.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what your motivation is?
We haven't even pulled us as of yet, honey, so we can go back to definitely, you know, having
Kelly,
a
let me say this.
Let me say this to you,
Kelly. Go ahead, Jasmine.
No, go ahead, all right.
I was just going to say, Kelly, you're feeling the way you're feeling after 3 years of persecution. Can you imagine how I feel after 35 years of it? So now you understand why I look at people the way I do. Because I don't care what anyone says about me. Because at the end of the day, what you eat don't make me shit. So at the end of the day, Kelly Knight, that's who you are. Jasmine Couture, that's who you are. Rodney Prodigy, that's not who you are, but that's who you're strong for. You understand what I'm saying? We all have government names and we all have ballroom names. When we go to that real world,
don't say mine.
We live. Excuse me? No, I won't do that.
Don't say mine. Don't hear me.
So what I'm
don't
saying
don't.
Is, we all go back to the real world, those of us who have jobs, and we do what we need to do in the real world, those of us who have jobs and careers. There are some people that don't have anything but the balls to live for. And those are the people that are bitter bitches because they don't have a life. And when you don't have a life, you have to find somebody who has a life to try to make them feel less than. But at the end of the day, nobody can make you feel any type of way but you. So don't own any of that because I give less than a fuck what anybody thinks about me or what anybody says about me as long as they don't touch me. And that's what it comes to at the end of the day.
I think that one thing that Kelly, you know, I always remind Kelly of is, you know, and she reminds me as well is I don't want people to sit here and think that she's so overwhelmed and, you know, she's so distraught about everything that's happened and all the attacks and stuff.
she's just pretty much letting you guys know that she's doing this for you guys. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people out there that care about this ballroom scene and what we have right now. If Kelly didn't care about it, she would not be hosting this show every week the way she does, three times a week or whatever, for the past 3 years. She cares about you guys a lot. And in her own little way, she does whatever she can do to give you guys what you guys need every day. And it's just overwhelming when all the attacks come to her, all the calls. She has to deal with the leaders afterwards, with the overalls, and the leaders call her up and question her about so much. And it's all because of you guys that are hiding, or you guys that, you know, just want to point the finger at her so quickly. One thing Kelly has to realize as well is, you know, like a person says, it, you know, with the good comes the bad. And there was a time when everyone looked at Kelly as someone that was misunderstood back in the early 90s, the mid-90s and stuff, with the other name that she was known by. What this radio show has done for her is given people a chance to see a different side of Kelly, not the Kelly that they always knew. And a lot of people opened up to her and expressed to her that, you know, you are, I never would have thought that you had feelings that way. I never would have thought you were that person. They always would look at her in a negative way.
But see, this show could be a double-edged sword, Jasmine, because at the end of the day, all of us come up on here and we open ourselves up to the world and let them see a side of us that they have never seen before in the ballroom scene. And then when we come back into the ballroom scene, they think that we're really that vulnerable that they could just walk up to us and say whatever they want to say. We're still the same people when we come out to that ball that you last saw at the last ball. It's just that when we come on the radio show, we have a character and we're in persona. And a lot of the stuff that we do on the radio is for a good cause, but a lot of the stuff that we say is also to help you understand that there's a demographic out there that needs to be educated, and we have to feed them as well.
Correct, definitely.
757-202, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone. How y'all doing? I just need you to keep your head up. You're doing a positive thing, and you know, you come too far to give up now, so just keep your head up. I normally don't really say anything, but, yeah, it's okay to speak out sometimes, but just keep your head up. You're doing a good thing for a good cause, and it shows.
Thank you.
London,
Bye.
You ain't got no tea for us?
562.
No, currently not right now. I'm actually, you know, posting all my little...
Well, I want to know, who was that date that just left your house earlier? Because the picture was everything.
He's actually a friend of a friend.
Oh, and you were sharing him?
No, not really. I don't want to get beat back Queen in Atlanta for spilling tea.
Oh, my God. 562-338, you're live with the ear.
Hi, Kelly. This is Jakari. Now, I need you to do one thing for me. You said your full name. You said your name was Kelly, I forget the middle name, Knight, right? Can you just
Kelly
say that for me one
Knight.
More time? Right. So I'm going to need you to be the strong black woman. All bullshit aside, I'm going to need you to be the strong black woman that you're supposed to be and let this bullshit go. Period, point blank. Because honestly, given for what you're giving me, you're a strong black woman. So let the bullshit go. I know we all get down, all the reads, all that joking aside. You're actually being bothered by this, and you really shouldn't let this shit bother you. No shade.
Oh, no, it's not being bothered by it. It's about knowing when I need to... It's not about being bothered. It's about when I need to know I need to take a break and just back up and just come back and, you know, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a break. I'm not leaving the show. I'm just going to take a break as a self and for my relationship, and then I'm going to come back and I can be all that I can be. But I definitely have to do... I definitely do have to take a break. And that's what I'm going to do.
I have a little bit of tea. I'm sorry, caller, but you can go along.
Well, pour some in my cup.
Wait, what happened?
What's the tea with the House of Chanel and Selvam?
I don't think there's any tea with the House of Chanel and Selvin. I think there's tea between the overall father and Selvin. There's a big difference.
I heard this past weekend Selvin and Fred were going back and forth about an ex-con.
Okay, well, you have to say individuals. You can't say the whole house. It's not the whole house. And you would have to ask Fred and Selvin that tea. So why don't you have maybe one of them call in and give you the tea?
Okay, so can Fred or Selvin call in? I need the tea.
Well, Beverly, if you're out there listening or any cons that's around Beverly, can definitely tell Beverly that London is paging her. And we get the legendary father, Fred Chanel, on the line and let him know that London is paging. She wants to know the E. Eddie.
And Kelly, don't leave. If you leave, I have to leave. You know how Rhonda...
London, this is the only job you have. Where are you going to go?
No, I actually have a life outside of the ballroom scene. I'm actually, you know, at different shows and things like that.
Oh, so you're going to be joining that other show too?
I actually have sex professionally. I slept with over like 1,000 men.
Is Ronnie still on the phone with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Ronnie, what do you feel about this? You've been a part of the show recapping for, you know, a while now. How do you feel about all this? Do you get a lot of backlash, and how do you deal with it?
Well, I personally, I talk to Milan, you know, from time to time. That's my brother. I love him. You know, I just told him I didn't want the frustration from Kelly and Jasmine and Camaro and him for me to feel like I'm in the middle of a tug of war type of episode. We all were, you know, mature adults. And he wants to do the show. That's fine and everything like that. And but don't do it as a, you know, reaction from a situation. Do it because he generally wants to do it, you know, saying have fun with it and entertain the people like we do. You know, so we had a little talk about that as well. And, you know, he expressed his stuff to me and everything like that. But I do applaud you for coming in with your apologies because, like I said, we want to change. I think myself, I have changed a little bit as well as far as, like, I'm vocal but not as vocal as I once was as far as like physical type of. I can, still can be and still intimidating, I guess, if you want to say, but I try to do it when it's respectful. So I think we all have to, if we want to commit to something as we're trying to do in our group, that it all has to take from us first, have to come from us first. We have to be willing to change a little bit for everybody to grow a little bit and to take a part of it.
Well, and you know, the fact that you even brought that up is, you know, really good because I think a lot of us, you know, no matter what people feel about us, we all are getting older and we all want something different. A lot of us are so tired of what we see every day. Rodney, I commend you. You sit here and you take a chance and you go to each and every one of these balls. And you deal with so much that is happening on a day-to-day, not a day-to-day basis, but a weekend-to-weekend basis when it comes to these balls. And eventually we all get so frustrated on what we see, what we hear, what we have to, you know, deal with when it comes to our house, when it comes to our gay kids, when it comes to our friends and everything. And I think it just gets to that point where we want things to change. But like I always say, you know, it all starts with us. We have to change it within ourselves. And if we're doing things that we don't like about ourselves, how can we preach to the next person on what is right or wrong? And I think a lot of that is also coming with Kelly. You know, Kelly taking on the new overall mother position and, you know, stepping up to the plate. She has so many people under her. She's in a different type of atmosphere. She wants to do things in a different light that she cannot continue to be, you know, or be a part of a lot of the negative backlash that comes along with it. I don't want anyone to think that Kelly's feelings that are coming up right now is based on what happened again this past week. Kelly has been feeling this way for a while, and that is exactly why she's agreed to people like Divine being a co-host, Rodney being a co-host, you know, for a while, things of that sort, because it takes a lot of the
you know, the work off of her, London being on the show, because she's been feeling that this way for a while. You know, she's like, the more co-hosts we have, the less work I have to do. And she's been feeling that way for a while because she just doesn't like the atmosphere no more.
It's just tough. I just need a break. I just need to take a nice little break, and you know, and just come back and regroup, and you know, and bring myself back. I just need a break. That's what it is. I just need a break for a while, and I'm going to definitely take a break. And I'm going to come. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come. I'm going to start the show. I'm going to start the show out on Monday night, and then I'm going to pass it on to Rodney and Devon and London to take and continue the recap. But I just need a break. I just really need a break. I'm going to come. I need a break. The whole month of March, I'm going to come, and I'm going to be on the show for about a half an hour, and then after that, I'm going to go, and I'm going to let them continue the show. We're going to take and hire another switchboard that's going to run the switchboard again, and I just need to take a break and just have time for myself. So that's what I'm going to do for the whole month of March, and, you know, and come back in April and definitely have the energy and have the spunk that I've been having for the last 3 years. But I just need a break, and that's what I'm going to do for the whole month of March. Well, on another note, did anybody see how fabulous J-Lo looked on the Oscars?
Yeah, she actually got read by Kelly Osbourne.
Really?
Yeah, Kelly Osbourne.
I thought
Osbourne
she looked fabulous.
Said,
I lived for what she had on. I thought she looked really hot.
Kelly Osbourne said she looked like she was going to Oscar for, like, Latinos only.
Wow. Jasmine,
she said that would have been
Oscars?
her wilder dress. The wilder crowd.
I thought the dress was fabulous. Did anybody else watch the Oscars?
No.
Octavia.
I was watching the All-Star Game myself.
I saw some of the All-Star Game, too, in between. I click, click, click. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The West won by 2 points.
Yeah. So what do you think of Jeremy Lin?
He's pretty good. He's like exciting for the Knicks. I'm excited for Harold. He's a diehard Knicks fan, so you know what I'm saying.
We got something in common, Harold. We have something in common, Harold. I love the fucking Knicks, and I think Jeremy Lin is definitely going to bring the Knicks some good luck this year. We just
I think he took all three titles
New York this year.
I think he took a lot of shine off of Carmelo.
Well, Carmelo had got that injury, so when he had to sit down on the bench, that was Jeremy Lin's chance to shine, and he just came and just turned it. You know, come on, they done won 7 games straight with this man. Yes, baby. The Knicks are doing big things, honey. I see a championship in the air for the Knicks. Even the season tickets went up because of Jeremy Lin. You know, the sales went up, honey. Their stock went up.
Well, I'm happy for him.
You know? Everybody wants a Jeremy Lin in their house. Everybody wants that heavy hitter.
Yes, they sure do.
So speaking of heavy hitters, do we have any new heavy hitters on the scene that has joined any houses, new houses, or old houses? Do we have any new heavy hitters? Well, everybody is saying we have to wait until that day, honey, for to find out who's the heavy hitters that's all switched and moved on over. Because they say there's a lot of heavy hitters that's making moves. Mm. So we have to wait until that day comes, huh? And then we'll find out what the real tea is. Yeah, but it ain't really no tea, honey, because you know the girls can't keep secrets, honey. One thing I learned, okay, by being in that house is that you have to keep your secrets up top, okay? The kids and everybody get mad and they gag when they find out at the ball, but you have to keep those secrets with the tops, because when you let those secrets go lower than the tops, it's not a secret anymore.
because somebody got to call their girlfriend and tell their girlfriend and give their girlfriend, oh, Miss Thing is coming to my house. What do you think about it? And then that bitch done ran her mouth, bitch, and then y'all wonder why it gets on the radio. Honey, that's why you got to keep things a secret.
So, Rodney, you got any updates on who's zooming who?
No, I don't know who's zooming who and who's having the hill. But it's definitely a lot of pictures, honey, floating around on Facebook, honey. I don't know, honey. It's a battle between the Tea Party and what is the name of the other world? The Tea Party and the 100% Do or Die, I think it is, room. It's definitely a battle with the pictures and everything and all the tea that's going around.
No, I stay away from that. I try to stay away from that, the who's zooming who type of thing.
I got a question I know you can answer, Rodney. What's the hottest cocktail out right now?
Most people I see, well, we've still been doing it because that's our table for Miami. Marcus, myself, Milan, when we go down there, we have our own special side. We do the Patron Margarita. Is definitely one of the hottest beverages with the Grand Marnier. And that's Vito, Kadan, our whole little squad, the Patron Margarita with the Grand Marnier.
I know that's right. I know. And how many does it take before a person can get a little bent?
I don't know. You know, I drink with everybody. So if this person feels some kind of way, I go to the next group and drink with them, and I go to the next group and drink with them. It's like an amusement thing for me. I'm immune to liquor, so I don't, you know, I couldn't tell you that.
Baby, I'm going to Vegas, and I don't drink, bitch, but I want to get drunk underneath the table in Vegas, bitch. I want to get sloppy drunk, bitches. They got to use one of those hotel baggage carts to roll me back up to my room.
Oh, yeah,
bitch.
Divine.
I want to get drunk and go to the casino.
Oh, we're going to the casino. We're going to the casino.
Yeah,
we're definitely going.
That's going to be hot. I want to
know. Baby, I'm letting everybody know that's going to Vegas, okay? I went to Vegas years ago, okay? Girls, I'm letting y'all know, mistake. You need to bring exactly what you're going to drink at the club. You need to bring exactly the amount of money that you're going to drink at the club. You need to bring exactly the amount of money that you want to lose the weekend that you're down there. And leave your credit cards and ATM debit cards at home. Make sure you have a legit flight.
They don't play magic out there.
Make sure you have a legit flight. You have a legit hotel room. And leave all your cards home. Because, baby, you would gag, honey, okay?
Yes.
I'm telling you, you would gag, bitch. I lost $500 in the motherfucking airport before I even got to the motherfucking hotel.
Mm-mm.
Okay? When you get off the plane in fucking Vegas and you get to the top of the motherfucking, you come through that door, they have slot machines and tables and everything all through the airport in Vegas. Okay.
Wow. They set you up from the gate.
Yeah, they set you up from the get-go. I waited 15 minutes for the fucking shuttle bus to come pick me up to take me to the hotel because they say you don't need to rent a car in Vegas because everything is right on the strip, so we didn't rent a car. But that 15 minutes in the airport, I lost $500, that 15 minutes in the airport.
I only said I was going to use $100 while I was at the airport. That's what I told Marcus. Because Marcus will get you.
Oh, baby, I'm not talking, baby, listen, let me tell you something. If Marcus...
Marcus and Diana.
I don't want to be nowhere near Marcus in motherfucking Vegas. I don't even think Marcus might even make it to the clubs in Vegas. Marcus and Diana will be at the tables all night long. I could definitely give Marcus, Tayana, and Tyshawn will definitely sit.
Yes.
Fucking night long. I'm not fucking with those queens, bitch, okay? Because, bitch, I come home and won't have a motherfucking apartment, bitch, because I get mad, I start losing money, bitch. I have to get it back. Bitch, I start pawning jewelry and everything, bitch. I ain't fucking with them. I'm leaving everything at home. I'm only bringing a certain amount of money, and when it's done, I'm done.
I know that's right. Do they have, like, the slot machines where you could just put the nickels or the quarters in?
Yeah, they have those machines. But you, okay. it'd be a lie for those machines.
Yeah,
those are the older people machines.
But what do you think I am?
Yeah.
What happened, Rodney? You caught that, right?
Yeah.
You gag when you go to Atlantic City. You gotta play the tables. Because if you try to get a machine, it's hard to find a machine. Because all the old people is right there. The older people is right there with their nickels and their quarters and their penny machine. And they sit at those machines all night long until they hit the machine.
Wow.
Baby, it's a mess, but I love going out and definitely gambling and having fun, you know, and chilling and everything.
I just like playing. What's that game, Rodney, that you play where you put the money on the number and then the ball goes around the little wheel?
Oh.
You buy a chip and you put the chips on the table.
I know something about it.
Is that roulette? Is that roulette?
Yeah, that's roulette.
I love playing roulette and I love playing blackjack.
Yeah, I love playing roulette. Roulette is cute. I could go for she. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love going poolside and going to Jasmine's house because she has a roulette table at her house.
Oh, work.
Yeah. So it's definitely fun to go down there and play roulette and be on poolside, honey. Baby.
How much money did I take from you when you came last time?
But we're not gonna talk about how much money you took from us, okay? But honey, that's it. I need to go poolside, honey, and relax. Study and get a clear mind, honey. If anybody don't know, if y'all know my sister, baby, when I go to Florida and I go to Orlando, it's just, you don't even need to go, out to the clubs or anything. Just being at Jasmine House is just relaxing, and it's like being at a spa, and it just takes you away from everything. I never go any place, I never leave out of Jasmine House. But for us to go to Walmart and ride around in our buggies, that's the only thing.
Talk about no Walmart. You know how to talk about Walmart in front of Jasmine.
Oh, boy.
we was just talking about it in motherfucking Ohio when me and James and Rodney and Raiden went to Walmart. I said if Jasmine was here, we would have been in our buggies riding around Walmart. And so we have another caller. 818-691, you're live on the air.
Yeah, how's everybody doing?
We're doing fine, and yourself?
That's fine. This is Cage out of California, Los Angeles, California.
Hey, Cage.
What's going on, Cage?
What's going on with the business? I just think it's, you know, something great coming out of the West Coast with Milan doing and Mother Divine doing a show, and I think it's going to bring a lot of new energy. One thing that I can say that's so positive, you know, I've been knowing Milan for a long time, and I was walking way before him, and when he came into the scene, he brought a chill to the ballroom scene, especially in the Midwest, and he brought a lot of change, and so it's just really exciting to see what's about to happen because everything that this young man has ever touched, everything that Milan has touched has turned gold. And so we're really excited out here in the West Coast. We're really excited for, you know, Mother Divine to be a co-host out here and doing their thing. And so it's just like a win-win situation. So many times do, you know, people do not receive their accolades for the things that they do here in the West Coast or in the Midwest because they have to go to the East Coast to get it. And so finally, you know, people are getting a message and they're understanding that you don't wait for anyone to give you anything. You know, grab the bull by the horns and make it happen. It's enough for us all to share. It's enough for us all to get the job done. So I just think it's a win-win situation. And that's it.
Thanks for calling in, Cage.
Yeah, art is crazy, I swear to God.
So, London, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you got anything new?
Actually, no. No, I don't have anything new, but...
Are you going to be going to Vegas?
Of course, yeah.
Will you tap me on my shoulder?
Sure, no problem.
Take a closer picture of RR London and post it so he can try to remember. They can try to remember who took it.
Yes.
No, that's okay. I don't like pictures.
Oh, okay. No, I said take a picture of RR.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to get a picture of me because I don't take pictures. That's why I was Kelly, I meant to tell you, too, that picture you got of me up there, child, where'd you find that at? You must
baby, we had to dig deep, honey. It was hard to find a picture of you.
Because I don't take pictures. I don't do shit. I'm going to tell you right now, the only one that probably has a few pics of me because they catch me on a runway or something like that would be Jack. But other than that, if you ain't got How Do I Look or Paris is Burning or one of the old VHS or a DVD, because I'm on DVD too. That's the way you want to see me.
I have a picture of you, honey.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jasmine, you would have one, because, I mean, we've been around each other. You must have snuck one. Or did I pose for it?
Yeah, when you was hitting the runway at the Chanel ball back in.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying, because I very rarely want to be in front of a camera. If you ever notice when people are taking pictures of their friends at a judges panel or something, I always move out the way, or I'm not, it didn't stop anything because they still came and got me, but still, at the end of the day, you know, I just don't like taking pictures.
Oh.
See, that was old school shade and none of y'all caught it. Mm-hmm. You caught it, Rodney. Anyway. So, are we going to try to do this until 3 o'clock?
No, I think we're going to wrap it up, Kelly. Sounds drained.
Kelly, do you really want to leave?
She's not leaving. She says she just needs to take a break because she's a little burnt out. She needs a vacation.
Best. Oh.
And I'm sure Rodney can hold it down. I'm sure. But, you know, Rodney,
yeah.
London, and Devon, y'all can do a good job. And like she said, she's going to come on for a half hour, then she's just going to turn it over. And that sounds good.
Right. And we won't be doing any, without Kelly not being here, we won't do any private calls. Because like me and Devon, we're bad and bold and give up. We want y'all to come on the show under your names and under your phone numbers and tell us what you want us to hear.
I can definitely handle a private caller.
Okay, well, London, we'll direct all private calls to you.
Yes, you give London all the private calls. You said, now we have a private caller. And then they say the number, and then when they come on, London, they say, what is your bloody problem?
Well, I just want to touch up on, you know, again, Mondays will be our recap show with, you know, Kelly, Rodney, and Devon. Tuesdays will be Nicole.
You forgot London.
In London, I'm sorry, London. Tuesdays will be Nicole's sister to sister for real show. That will be with her and RR. And then on Wednesdays will be my State of Emergency show with different panels each week in reference to, you know, some of the issues within the ballroom. Now, tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, Nicole will not be on. She will be returning next Tuesday. So there will not be a show tomorrow unless something comes up. And you guys will just find all that information out on Facebook. But this Wednesday, I will be returning with the State of Emergency show, which will be open again to all the stars and statements, as well as the legends and icons about different issues that are happening within the ballroom scene. I have people that are hitting me up that state that they want to be a part of the panel to talk about different issues, and the floor will be open for different legends and icons to come on and speak with them about it. Also, I'm sure RR will be sitting in with me to assist, and that, again, will be happening this Wednesday at 11 p.m.
Which is, now, I just want to say, I'm going to shut it on down for me, but just remember, we all have to lead by example, and if you can't lead by example, then just don't be part of the mess.
That is true.
That's it in a nutshell.
I want to, in closing, I just want to give a shout out to Kai Valenciaga, Cherry Revlon, Stuart Ebony, Tony Revlon, Tony Malone, James Icon, and Jamal Milan for being as vocal as they are, and Jasmine as well, as far as trying to start, you know, a coalition for change and positive, you know, even though we might have issues and, you know, we vote on different stuff, but everybody is trying to do their part to make a better scene and to make everybody else, you know, feel involved. So I want to give them kudos to all those names I just spoke.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, something
I think everybody needs to give everybody
group.
A chance. You know, just everyone give us a chance. You know, everyone, each other as well. You know, we need to, you know, just take a seat back. You know, sit down and watch, because there's a lot of people who don't even step up to the plate. So you have to give kudos to the ones that are even trying and stop letting their past or issues that they may have faced in the past, you know, stop holding that against them. And give them a chance, because a lot of people are so misunderstood, especially when it comes time to try to, you know, like with Kelly, again, she's just trying to go in a different direction. A lot of people hold so much against her, and it's happening with all of us. You know, with me personally as well, a lot of people just do not know the real Jasmine, so they hold so much against me. They think it's, you know, whatever I'm doing is, you know, I'm doing it for a reason, or what's my intent, or things of that sort, or why is Tony Revlon, you know, doing the things that he's doing, what's his mission, and people always want to say things so negative. Why is RR all of a sudden on the radio speaking? What does he want? What is his intention? You know, instead of judging based on the past, just try to see where we're trying to go with it, because, you know, at least we're doing something. And we're trying to do something, and a lot of people just don't understand that. But eventually, you know, we'll try to get it together the best way we can.
Kelly?
Well, in my closing statement, the only thing I want to say is I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom, you definitely
can go
in.
Oh, wait, I forgot about London.
Oh, yes, London.
What, my closing statement?
Yes.
Are we closing for good?
For tonight, just for tonight.
Okay, I want to say I love you all, and nighty night, and I'll see you in Vegas.
Well, we'll talk before
right.
Vegas, won't we? You're gonna tap me on my shoulder, right?
Of course, we can meet at like a secret location.
Sounds cute. Meet me in a tea room. That's where I'll probably be.
Maybe we can meet by a certain slot.
I don't fucking love London. But I want to let y'all know I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight or club, because you know it's Monday night and a lot of clubs is definitely popping. Please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Tune in to my Facebook or London Facebook to find out if something jaw-dropping hits and rocks the ballroom scene over the night, that there will have to be a show tomorrow night. But if not, we will definitely see y'all back here on Wednesday night for Episode 3 of State of Emergency, where we will definitely be forming a panel of legends and icons with the statements and stars. And we all need to come together as a community and as a family and definitely bridge the gaps between the statements and the legends, so we can all work together. The scene needs to build an aura that's going to work together. So yes, the legends are the foundation. The legends and the icons are the foundation of the scene, but the scene is not going to progress without the statements and the stars working along to change everything that's happening in the scene. Yes, we have a lot of children that's in the scene that definitely has great potential, and they take all that potential and they take it into the Kiki scene because they feel that the main scene has so much politics and so much shade to it. So for all of this to work and for us to do a 360 on the scene,
the legends and the icons must work with the girls from the Kiki scene to find out their goals and their aspects and the things that they see that's definitely helping them make this scene positive and make an off scene look so negative. We all have to work together to take and get it on track. So that's what we're going to do on Wednesday on the State of Emergency. I definitely hope that you all definitely do come and be a part of that. Like I tell everybody, you don't have to like what I do on Monday nights on my show with all the negative and all the drama and all the shade that we have on our show. But please, out of the kindness of my heart, can you please let your children come and communicate with Nicole, communicate with RR, communicate with Jasmine on their positive shows, because that's what we need. We need the children's voice. The children, like they said back in the days, the children are our future. And I love y'all all for loving me. Good night.
I think if I could just be on TV or film or anything, I'd do that. Just the money. Of course, I do want the money because I want the luxury that goes with it. But I want to be wealthy. If not wealthy, content, comfortable. You know? I want to be somebody. I mean, I am somebody.
You are now listening to